Lancelot by Walker Percy. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. In this extraordinary novel, we hear, in his own words, the story of Lancelot Andrews Lamar, scion of a distinguished southern family, famous college halfback, Rhodes scholar, disenchanted liberal lawyer, and master of Belle Isle, a New Orleans show place and tourist attraction. Lance's world begins to fall apart on the day he accidentally learns that his younger daughter, Siobhan, is not his. This discovery occurs at a time when his wife, Margot, nay, Mary Margaret Riley of the Texas Oil family, who has acting ambitions, is involved in a film using Belle Isle and its neighborhood for locations. Despite news that a hurricane is nearing the Louisiana coast, the filmmakers proceed with their cinematography while Lance is determined to obtain, on film, incontrovertible proof of his wife's continuing infidelity. The electronic ingenuity of Elgin, gifted son of the Manor's black couple, helps Lance achieve his aim, and the events move toward the apocalyptic climax. No summary of the external action, however accurate, can convey the inner psychic drama that makes Lancelot such an engrossing novel, a book that, once begun, is almost impossible to put down. Lance tells the whole mad story to an old friend and classmate, now a psychiatrist priest, who visits him in the Institute for Aberrant Behavior, Lance calls it Nuthouse, where he is confined. In the adjoining cell is Anna, battered victim of a gang rape, who was brought out of her long silence by Lance's wall tappings and other advances. Her future seems to be tied to his. Lance's passionate convictions about man's nature and man's obligation in the world are at the core of this novel of the New South. His vision of reality is absolute, and his disgust with the modern world drives him to his revolutionary decision to make a new life starting from scratch, to wipe out the old world as he wipes out Belle Isle. As Time has said, Walker Percy, a natural writer, has a rare talent for making his people look and sound as though they were being seen and heard for the first time by anyone. Lance's savage indignation adds to this novel a dimension of Swiftian humor and bite that is new for Walker Percy. Inevitably, some readers will consider Lancelot a study in madness. Others will feel that what the National Book Award judges concluded about the moviegoer, his first book, is even truer of Lancelot. It is a truthful novel with shocks of recognition for every, or nearly every, American. From Purgatorio. He sank so low that all means for his salvation were gone, except showing him the lost people. For this I visited the region of the dead. Author's note.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?